Organizations are asking state legislators to stop preemption regulations. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. Preemption gives the state legislature the ability to limit or override local government rules. The policy has caused both lawmakers and local governments to bump heads for years in turf battles. American Heart Association Florida Director Mark Landreth says the state is being hypocritical.
The state of Florida doesn't like it when the federal government mandates something for them. So, you know, why should it be wise for the state of Florida to mandate something for the local level, for the local jurisdictions?
Organizations met at the Capitol Wednesday to speak against the policy. The Florida Immigrant Coalition's Ida Eskamani calls preemption a strategic way to block the community's opinions.
We've seen this onslaught of bills this session designed to limit the voters' voice, centralize power here in Tallahassee, adopt a one-size-fits-all mentality in Florida, and it's supported always by the same special interests who are looking out for their bottom line and their profit margins.
Eskamani's sister is State Representative Anna Eskamani. The Orlando Democrat says with 412 municipalities in 67 different counties in the state, preemption isn't in the best interest of the public.
It's a lot easier to operate with one flat policy versus every local municipality having their own ordinance. So I understand the incentive, but it also oftentimes strips away the characteristics of our communities and preempts local control, local home rule, and their ability to make these decisions.
However, Representative Anthony Sabatini says sometimes local governments abuse their power.
Some political subdivisions, some cities and counties choose to continue to create ordinances in that area. They're essentially rogue. They decide to do whatever it is they want to do.
Florida lawmakers are considering preemption measures on plastic straws, sunscreen, Airbnbs, and more. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.